Oh, it's partly just personal interest. I've always enjoyed just like exercising and trying to be healthy. But also because I got interested in ancient medicine, and it turned out that lots of the stuff that the ancient doctors say is actually similar to some of the advice people nowadays. They like try to exercise every day, try to eat healthy, try to get good sleep, that sort of thing. I didn't realize it was so similar. Not much has really changed. Thought that was interesting. Yeah.
Could you tell me a bit more about, is it dieta or
Dieta.
than today's approach?
Yeah, so that's where our modern word diet comes from, this Greek word dieta, which originally just meant way of life, just in the general wide sense. But it also had this sense of food and drink. So some of the ancient doctors, they use it in both senses. They say, or dieta for a way of life, it includes like exercise and what you eat, and also like relationships and your job and things like that.
Right, and who were the main physicians that founded this?
Galen was one of the ones who wrote the most about it. He talks a lot about some of his patients. There's some patients he had who never went outside, like that'd be so preoccupied with their work, they just stay inside and not have baths and not do exercise and not go in the sun or anything. And he said, oh, they get sick because they didn't take care of themselves. And then he had other patients that were too overweight, and he talked about how he helped them lose weight. Yeah,
How would he help them lose weight?
well, it's similar to today. So he just got them to do lots of running and eat foods that weren't too fattening. I mean, he talks about giving them foods that make them feel full without actually adding too much weight to them. So usually he made them eat vegetables and things like that.
Did he come up with the fig diet that was mentioned by
No,
him
that
or
was
someone
much.
else?
No, that was actually athletic trainers who he probably came up with that. I thought that they get some kind of advantage in at the Olympics. If they had this kind of strict diet, they thought it'd give them some advantage over their opponents. I don't know if it actually worked, but some of the athletes who used like a purely fig diet or a purely meat diet, they claimed to be better than the opponents for some reason. They thought that had gave them some kind of advantage.
I understand the meat part. People still do that today.
I don't know about fig.
I
I
see
don't
like
know if
one or
anyone's
two.
ever tried it though.
He talked about, you kind of mentioned it before, like how people would stay in, Galen did, and they would have these hygiene issues. And it just seems like basic knowledge, but is that something that wasn't really thought about?
Yeah, I think back then there are definitely people who didn't take care of their health just like today. I mean, like the average person back then probably did take more care of their health because the food was probably a bit more healthy overall because they didn't have sugar or things like that. And also, it was normal well, not so much for women, but definitely for men to go to the gymnasium regularly. Because people took pride, supposed to take more pride in their appearance and physical health. And also in some periods, men were required to do military service, so they had to keep fit for that. So you're meant to be fit enough to ride a horse and carry armor and weapons and that sort of thing. Yeah, but there are also some accounts of women doing lots of exercise too. So like especially in Sparta, women were expected to go to the gymnasium too and keep fit. Because the Spartans had this idea that if both parents were really fit, then the children would be strong too.
What would a healthy, average ancient diet look like?
Yeah, I mean, people usually only had one or two meals a day. They didn't have this idea of breakfast, lunch, dinner. It's usually just lunch and dinner or just one meal. But actually, people like Galen, the doctor from the 3rd century, he does mention some people's diets. He talks about there's this old doctor he knew who used to eat just fish with some sauce. He mentions this old doctor's diet because he says, oh, this guy Antiochus, he's still healthy even when he's 80 years old. He talks about how his diet was mainly just fish from the deep sea. Galen, he also talks about this idea that where you get your food also makes a difference to how healthy it is. So he talks about you shouldn't eat meat that's been from animals that have been held in cages. He said that meat from wild animals is more healthy overall. And he talks about the meat being more polluted if the animal's being caged, like it's too fatty or something. They thought things like wild pigs were better to eat than caged pigs. And also with things like Fish. I thought the fish in the deep sea were better than fish in rivers because I thought rivers could be dirty and polluted, especially back then when there's no proper.
Sewage
I
system.
mean, I mean, a lot of people just dumped rubbish in the rivers. So if you caught a fish, it'd probably just have all kinds of feces and stuff. If they got the fish from the sea, then it's more likely to be healthy.
Well, that's logic we'd use today, I think. Not caged animals, free-range animals.
And when I read that, I was surprised that I actually had that idea because you see that a lot today, people talking about avoiding, well, especially I noticed with some fish, people say, oh, don't have farmed fish. There's this whole thing in industry now, and also fish restaurants, so they make a big deal about where their fish is caught. And
And is there anything else significant that kind of carried through to today that you found?
I think people back then really thought a lot about keeping a healthy routine. They thought the routine was something that was important to staying healthy. So Galen himself talks about how he used to always do exercise every day, and he actually structured his day. So right at this time, I always do exercise in like late afternoon, and I always do my work in the morning and evening, and I always leave a few hours of my day to taking care of my health, like exercise and eating properly. I think too nowadays, if you read like all those health magazines, there's a lot about routine, like how you have to have routine. You can't just be random from one day to the next. It's better to keep some kind of fixed schedule. I mean, it's difficult, obviously, if you're working a lot to try and work out how to fit everything around your job.
Do you think out of all of the empires or areas and stuff around that period of time, do you think Greece was the most healthy, if you know much about the other areas? Because it kind of seems like it.
I don't know. I think they said the most about keeping healthy, but that's partly because they had a big culture of physical fitness, especially in places like Sparta, and also just generally because they had this obsession with athletics. And if you had a really muscly body or something, it was seen as a good thing, like a sign of excellence, a sign of physical excellence.
And status.
Well, because it's a sign of that you've been very dedicated to something. So it's a sign of excellent. And also skill, because often these athletes were good at something like running or wrestling or something like that.